Welcome to Sense and Sustainability, your podcast channel for sustainable procurement. We hope you like what you hear. Please go to www.iso2400.org for more information, learning resources, tools and much more.
Hello and welcome to Sense and Sustainability, your sustainable procurement podcast. I'm Sean McCarthy, a director of Action Sustainability Community Interest Company. This is part one of two podcasts with Yvonne Jamel from Germany, where Yvonne talks about her background in the tourism industry and switching from sales to procurement and eventually to sustainable procurement. I do hope you enjoy it. Yvonne, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Yvonne, tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us a bit about your background and how you got into sustainable procurement.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fine with that. What shall I say? I studied business administration in the very beginning and actually worked in tourism for many, many years, what is quite far away now from the procurement topic, because that time I was looking after clients. I did a lot of sales and business development. And I also worked some time abroad, for example, also in the Maldives. And there I met my husband. And if you're talking about the Maldives, then you understand quite well that this is a main motivation for me, because we all know what happens to the Maldives, to this country and also to other places, if we proceed with our way of doing business as we do it now. Yeah, then they will drown and then a complete country can be lost, can be disappear from the surface. And I think this is not very clear for many people what huge impact also procurement has on this topic. But for that time, I didn't really know where to have an impact myself. Yeah, in tourism, I was searching for a while for that, what I can do. And when I switched to the other side of the table, so I was not in sales anymore, but to procurement side. And first of all, I was responsible for the travel management in a big fashion online fashion retailer. And then I discovered the beauty of procurement, let's say. For me, at least, it was a beauty. I discovered my passion for procurement and purchasing. And that time, it was coming very clear for me what procurement can really do, that really procurement can be the center of everything for sustainable development. Yeah, because here you decide with whom you're working together, how you spend your money, what are your specifications, how much attention you pay on this topic of sustainability. And I was wondering why nobody's talking about it, or only a few people are talking about it, and why it is not on the agenda in all these procurement conferences. Yeah, so that was the time when I really started to dive really deep into this topic. And I made also another training at the University of Rostock those days to really get also the basics, to learn the basics about sustainability, to really be clear in this and to understand it right. And then I was starting to get really engaged in several associations. One is a really big German association for supply chains and procurement. And yeah, I started to make smaller events and webinars all about this topic. But in 2018, actually, I quit my job and I started to founded together with some friends and also some former colleagues, the JARO Institute for Sustainability and Digitalization. And we had the mission, and we still have this mission, to make sustainable business the new standard, really to help procurement professionals to understand their responsibility. And we talk procurement language. That's always helpful, because we can really explain them how they can integrate sustainable practices in their daily business. And we really want to motivate them. We don't want to scare them. We want to show them the big picture and what influence they can have, and why this all belongs together and is connected with each other. But mainly we want to show them how they can do it. Yeah, because everybody's talking, you should do this or that, and there are certain regulations, but most procurement professionals are quite scared and quite, insecure how they should do it. Yeah, how can they really implement sustainable procurement practices? And that's our main mission, to show them this and to help and to support the big change, the big social and ecological transformation of our economy.
I like the way you say procurement is at the center of everything around sustainability, because it is. And you know, a lot of organizations, most organizations deliver most of what they do through their supply chain. So it's becoming more and more critical. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so can you tell us a little more about obviously a very brave move to quit your job and to start something completely new? I had a similar experience back in 2005-6 when I did much the same. Tell us about your journey since then. What have you been doing with the Institute?
Yeah, actually, we were a bit, let's say, naked when we started, because we had an idea of what we want to do, but we didn't know concrete what the people need in detail. Yeah, so we thought, okay, first of all, we have to bring this topic to the agenda. That's why we started to write, for example, a first guideline on sustainable procurement that was published in 2018. And later on, also, we had already the second edition, and many, many procurement people in Germany, because it's a German guide, read it. And from that time, they got to know us. Yeah, so that was already a very good move, I think, so that we become, yeah, more aware of those people outside. And then we started to go to conferences, to make presentations, to make workshops with the procurement professionals, to tell them what they can do and show them how they can do it and what is a structured way to do it. Because we saw that many people are interested in this topic, but it, as I said before, they are getting lost, yeah, because they find something here and something there, and they know about human rights and they know about this climate change, and they hear something here and this, but they all are lost. Where should I start? What is important? What should I do later? What should I really focus on? So we show them what is the materiality analysis. How can you do this even in procurement? And how you find your structure, your kind of red line, your roadmap. Yeah, what are you doing first and next? And who can help you? Who can support you? And with whom should you talk within your company, but also outside your company? All these kind of things. So we started to go into this discussion. And then we saw, after about 1 year later, that the people came and said, okay, good, we understand we have to do something, we understand why we have to do it, and we understand that we have a big influence on this, but please help us more how to do it. Yeah, so we saw, okay, just to have a workshop is not enough, we need to find something else. And then even Corona came, and we thought, ah, come on, now that we have this awareness, now we can't go to any conferences, what shall we do? Yeah. And we used the complete year 2020 to put all our know-how and all our network that we had already, people who we are working with, collaborating with, who are already members of JARO and so on. And we had this idea and said, look, why don't we bundle all this know-how, all this knowledge in an e-learning? Because this is something, if there's Corona or not, and even if it's over, you can do, you can learn it 24/7 from any place you like. And we make it international. We make it from the beginning in English, and we show the people how they can do it. So we can go into more detail, and we want to make it flexible and modular. And that's what we did. Yeah. So in 2021, we launched this, first of all, only in English. Now, in the meantime, we have it also in German and also in translated in Mandarin. And that was a big step for us. And it helped us also, because we can't provide it for free, unfortunately, but with this income, we can further develop this. So we want to put more content, more modules, more languages in the future. So that's actually something what helped us a lot to get more followers, more people who got to know us, more people who reach out to us. So this was really a good step. And furthermore, we also started to do regular research. So we already had two studies on sustainable procurement and responsible supply chains. We will start our third round now this summer. Then we will go out with a new evaluation again to present the results at the beginning of 2025. And what was also very exciting has been especially the last year, because in the last year, we developed our own KPI framework along the ESRS chapters and based on the UNRISD manual that is out there. And we said, okay, we want to have context-based indicators. Yeah, and that was something that we focused now the past month and what we will present to our stakeholders on 22nd of January. And yeah, what else we did? Quite many other things. Podcast we have, but this is in German, so maybe not so interesting for the people who listen to you. And what else? We also supported very actively the German Supply Chain Act. So that was something, yeah, in, I think in 2020, it was those days, or 2021, I'm not sure anymore. No, 2020 it has been. And that time I was just a little bit nervous because this one big association in Germany didn't want to be active in this part. They didn't want to make any positioning. Yeah, they didn't want to reach out to the politicians when this discussion was about this law. And we said, we have to say something. Yeah, it's affecting procurement and supply chains massively. Yeah, so why nobody from our function is talking about this? Yeah, also one thing that was somewhere hidden, and yeah, there were managing directors talking about it, sustainability managers talking about it, but no procurement professionals talking about it. And I was, my goodness, how can this be? And we thought with our members, okay, then let's find a way to make a kind of position paper. And then we reached out to to the ministry who was responsible for this law, and we told them, look, if you want that this is not just some paperwork, but that it is really getting effective, then you should really name in this law procurement professionals. You should tell in this law that they have to have a sustainable procurement strategy, that for the risk analysis, procurement people have to be integrated. They have to sit on the table, or at least they have to be informed about it, because they are working day by day with suppliers. And you have to ensure that they have a sustainable procurement program with concrete activities, yeah, relevant activities, that they educate their people for that, because they are all not really capable of doing so at the moment, because they don't have the knowledge, the know-how. It was not there were no skills that were requested before, yeah, because it was only just about cost saving and about negotiations and about some other things, but not about sustainability in the past. So we said, you have to educate the people that they understand why they have to do it and how they can do it. Yeah. And the same is that you have to support your suppliers in your supply chain. You can't just say you have to do this or that. You have to explain them, and you have to support them and help them and work hand in hand together that we improve our supply chains. So these were the things that we addressed, and we didn't hear for several months anything. And then after a while, we saw the last draft, and then we thought, oh my goodness, this is all mentioned there. And I said already last time in our pre-conversation, I was so impressed those days and was so much, yeah, how shall I say, I was so much excited about the democracy that it really works, that we were heard and that it was integrated and implemented in this law, that I thought, wow, that was really a big moment also for us, and it motivated us to go on with this and to follow this path.
Yvonne, thank you. Lots of stuff and lots of questions to come out of that. First of all, a German language podcast. We'd love to have a link with them, please, because ISO 2400 is very much a multilingual site. And we have very little in German. So if you've got stuff in German that you're prepared to share free of charge, please do send us the links over and we'll promote them. Because we try to do as much in as many languages as we can. But of course, being typically British, I only speak English. So that makes it a little bit difficult for me. But fantastic. Yeah, thank you for that. So thanks very much to Yvonne for explaining a little about her background and how she came to get involved in sustainable procurement. Please do look forward to part two of her interview, where she talks about work that she's doing in Germany. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on Sense and Sustainability. Please listen out for more episodes. For more information, learning resources, tools, and much more content on sustainable procurement, go to www.iso2400.org.